Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Friday. We've made it. We're going to end this week with a topic that's all about creating the best possible learning environment, or at least another way to try to do so. I know we're always looking for ways that are best for our kids. We're going to talk a little bit about classroom arrangement today. We're going to explore some innovative ideas to transform your learning space and how we can really look at the science of why this matters. Today's inspiration comes from an article from the Donovan Group, Five Ways to Arrange Classrooms and Learning Spaces. This article offers some fantastic practical tips, and we're going to take a look at some of the great insights from some other YouTube videos like Classroom Arrangement Styles, Pro, Cons, and Analysis. I think that one's from Teachings and Education, and Classroom Management, Organizing the Physical Classroom. That one's from Trifori. Now, the Donovan Group article emphasizes that the way we arrange our classrooms has a huge impact on student engagement, collaboration, and learning outcomes. It's not just about putting desks in rows anymore, and we know this. But why is this so important? Well, research has shown that physical space directly affects behavior, and it can also have a huge impact on cognitive function. A static, rigid classroom can stifle creativity and limit interaction. How many of you change your offices from time to time or change the arrangement of your desks? In fact, it's probably a joke in my office because I can only go about a year with my current arrangement. I've got to try to find something else. Now, one key takeaway here is the importance of creating flexible learning zones. Think about incorporating areas for whole class instruction, small group work, independent study, and maybe even a cozy reading nook. The Classroom Arrangement Styles video, it specifically breaks down the pros and cons of different layouts. For example, circular arrangements, they can foster open discussions, while clustered desks can promote collaborative projects. By creating distinct zones, we cater to diverse learning styles and needs. Students aren't all the same, and our rooms shouldn't be either. It also creates a sense of movement, and movement helps with retention. Now, the article also highlights the power of visual displays. Creating an inviting and stimulating environment with student work, inspiring quotes, and relevant visuals, it can really enhance the learning experience. Think about it. Our brains process visual information much faster than text. By displaying student work, we can validate their efforts, but also create a sense of ownership. Inspiring quotes, we know these can help motivate and encourage, while relevant visuals can reinforce key concepts and provide context. This also makes the room feel less sterile, and it also makes it feel more like a community. Another thing to consider is the flow of the classroom. This emphasizes the importance of clear pathways and easy access to materials. This can minimize distractions. It can maximize learning time. Think about physical movement within the classroom. If students are constantly bumping into each other or struggling to find supplies, it will disrupt the learning process. Clear pathways, organized materials, it creates a sense of order and efficiency and allows students to focus on the task at hand. The Donovan Group article also encourages us to think about incorporating technology thoughtfully. How can we arrange our classrooms to best utilize technology for instruction and collaboration? It isn't just about placing a smart board at the front of the room. It's about designing spaces that facilitate interactive learning experiences. Maybe consider creating breakout zones for group projects using tablets or laptops, or setting up a collaborative digital display area. Makes the tech a tool, not a distraction. Finally, let's not forget about the importance of student input. Involving students in the design and arrangement of their learning spaces, it will empower them and create a sense of ownership too. When students have a say in their environment, they're more likely to feel invested in their learning. It can be as simple as asking for their feedback on different layouts or allowing them to personalize their own learning spaces. Just remember that there is not a one-size-fits-all solution. The best classroom arrangement will depend on your teaching style, your student needs, and maybe even the specific subject matter that you're doing right now. But by experimenting with some different layouts and incorporating these into key principles, we can create learning spaces that are both functional and inspiring. We're not just arranging furniture, we're arranging learning. So as you head into the weekend, let's think about how we can transform our classrooms a little bit into some dynamic and engaging learning environments. Let's consider not just what we do, but why we do it. That's it for today's Morning Boost, and that's it for this week. Have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. I know you've earned it, but thanks for being here and listening to us all week. We'll be back here again next week for some more inspiration. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.